At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver, we're going to visit with the president of Nebraska Cattlemen, Bill Rischel, from North Platte. Bill, a lot of issues floating around the conference here. One of them is the GPSA marketing rule. And I know that's something that NCBA is very much opposed to. I wanted to ask you, as an individual cattleman, your concerns about that and how you think that would affect the way you do business.
Well, Ken, I'm happy to respond to that, and no doubt in my mind that there would be an impact, and it would not be positive, in my opinion. First of all, you mentioned the GPSA rule. These are proposals at this point in time, but they are proposals for changes and amendments to the Packers and Stockyards Act. And there's a belief by some folks in this industry that somehow the Packers are always beating them over the head, you know, and that doing things that are unjust or unfair. And the fact is that a very, very large percentage of this industry today is marketing their cattle on alternative marketing arrangements. These are value-based systems based on grids that actually help to identify and differentiate the cattle based on economic merit. And most of those grids, the economic merit is quite simply based on quality grade and the amount of retail product that you produce in these individuals. Now, just to share with the public out there, with all the work that we've done on cattle that we've fed and developed, and I'm in the purebred business, but this impacts my customers as well as me in a very, very big way. In these marketing arrangements that we have, we get the data back. We're able to make improvements in our genetic inputs. And we have found consistently a $100 a head difference in these cattle, many times $200 to $250 to $300 difference, and on occasions even in that $400 range. The value between the highest valued and the lowest valued animal in a set of cattle, and these are not put together cattle. These would be one brand, one ranch raised set of cattle. So those differences exist. And we've spent the last 25 years in our business there at home in North Platte and with our customers developing the genetic makeup in these cattle to take advantage of these value-based marketing programs to put more money in the bottom line. And you say, well, how much money? I told you how much it is per head. But in many instances, the amount of that value back to the producer that owns those cattle. If you retained ownership or even if you sold it, they're going to identify that value and you'll get some of it as a cow-calf guy because I have customers doing that don't feed their own. But retaining those through the feedlot phase in the ownership of these cattle, we've seen consistently premiums above the cash market of $40 to $70 to $80 and in excess of $100 a head. That is a huge amount of money in a day and age when expenses keep going up, and it gives us the opportunity to put more in the bottom line. Now let's get back to what the GPSA is proposing on these rules. They are proposing that any time that someone feels like they're being unfairly or unjustly given a lesser price, or that processor has to justify a price differentiation, they would be subject to a lawsuit to come in compliance. And with our customers and our business, it would absolutely destroy the fact that anybody would want to give you a premium for these cattle because, quite simply, they're not going to go through that risk of litigation. And what it's going to do is force those processors, those people that buy our product, back to just a commodity price, one fits all. Mm-hmm. And we think it would be devastating to our industry. And the fact is that a lot of people say, well, it shouldn't impact value-added programs and what have you. But it will impact when it's going to force product back to a commodity price. And it'll affect all of them, and it'll take away 25 years of an effort to create a product that really is consumer-friendly.